Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. Let's go ahead and jump into it. We should get our flu shot now.
Yeah. You got till October to do it, right?
End of October. They say experts to say anyone over the age of six, especially those that are elderly or have immunitive autoimmune issues, to go ahead and get the flu shot immediately. Mm-hmm. They say that gives it enough time for your body to kind of react to it and prepare yourself for the fall and winter when it could actually be you can actually catch the cold or the flu.
It's the new improved formula, too.
They do say it's a better formula. Hopefully, they've guessed correctly for this go-around, but still better than nothing at all.
Yeah, I after watching my friend right now has the flu, I was kind of on the fence about getting it, especially after last year.
Yeah.
It was a crapshoot. I cannot believe I did not get it last year.
Well,
but it's awful.
Play the game. Check around because you can get, like, people are offering gift cards, free dinners.
Yeah. I think
movies.
I better do the Publix one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free $10 gift card, I think, if you get your flu shot there.
A lot of free stuff.
Yeah.
When you can get your flu shot. Another case for a 4-day work week. We love this one here. 78% of full time workers said that they could do their job in under 7 hours each day if you just let me work uninterrupted.
Leave me alone. This all just speaks to working from home.
Yeah, it does. They say I can work even, 45% said I can work even quicker by you not bothering me, and maybe even cut down to only working 4 days out of the work week.
Yeah, and they say if you just leave me alone, I can get the stuff done probably in 5 hours.
Absolutely.
Instead of eight.
I love this. The number one reason people say they get interrupted when they're at work is because they're fixing a problem not caused by yourself.
Yeah, I absolutely hate the thing like, well, that's not my job.
Uh-huh.
Because I think everybody should be a team player. But I'm sorry, when you're interrupting me with something that needs to be fixed that genuinely has nothing to do with me.
Yes.
That is the biggest time suck.
It definitely is. Administrative work, meetings, and customer issues also blame for work interruptions. And it also kind of changes for the generations. They say baby boomers say their biggest time waste is fixing other people's mistakes. Gen Xers say meetings are their biggest time waste. Millennials say social media is a big time waste. And the Zers, that's the Generation Z, say that their most time that they'll waste is resolving workplace conflicts.
They're just trying to make everybody happy.
You know,
those
last two really have nothing to do with work.
No.
The social media thing, don't. And the thing about you're real young, and I know that you're worried about, relationships in the workplace and stuff, but don't.
Well, I give them a green pass, because look, they're young. They don't know that,
Exactly. They're too young to know.
You can work with people and not like them.
Mm-hmm. Just, I do it every day.
You end up correcting their mistake.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
On a conference call. So we also talked about Aretha Franklin passing away. Did you see her funeral, by the way?
Unreal.
Yeah, unreal.
With all the pink Cadillacs. I absolutely love that here. This is really sad about the Queen of Soul. She had about an estimated $80 million estate, but she had no will at all.
Yeah, now her sons have
That's
to fight
insane.
It out in probate somehow.
Yeah, so now all her estate is tied up for months, even years perhaps, in the court system, and it could have easily been taken care of if she had gotten a will or a living trust, but she's not alone. 58% of Americans say they do not have a will, trust, or power of attorney. Even worse, for parents that have kids under the age of 18, that jumps to 64%. So, if something does happen to you, the courts will decide where your children go, where your assets are divided.
It's
and that
terrifying.
Takes a long time.
Yeah, it really does. So
it can take years.
It takes not a long time for you to make a trust or a living will. In fact, estate planners say the biggest misconception of people not wanting to do that is to say they just don't have time or they don't have the assets to leave anyone. That's not necessarily true. You have 401k, you have property, you have bank accounts.
Your automobile.
Right. You have
dogs.
Yeah, dogs. You have all this stuff here that you need to kind of outline and say who's going to take care of what. And they say it's very simple to do. Just make sure you have a list of your assets when you go talk to an estate planner, which would be your property, your investments, your valuables, the accounts you have, and think about who you trust to designate as the executor of your will. And make sure that you keep it updated because, you know, you do get new stuff and stuff you have goes away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And if I can make a suggestion,
yeah.
Don't make your kids the executor of your will.
Yeah, that's,
you know, if you have a really good family friend or a sister or a brother or somebody that is still living, I don't know. My mom didn't make us the executor of her will. She is still living, but I just think about how stressful that would be.
I can tell you from experience, it is amazing how people who are family, how they're like ravenous dogs when somebody dies and they're looking for property or
even people that aren't family.
Right. Just kind of, you know, stick their head in looking for a handout. It's just, it's so sad and pathetic. So save the aggravation and get a will, okay? Five mistakes that ruin our nonstick cookware. We found out a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
Number one on the list is using your cookware on too high of a heat setting. If you're that person that's two settings of off and high, you're probably doing a really bad thing to your cooking stuff.
It is strange they make a nonstick thing that can't take too much temperature, though.
Yeah.
You know, you would think that it worked on that, but it's one of the things that kills it. And who knew that you had to season your nonstick cookware?
I know that you season an iron skillet, but, you know, you would think that the nonstick would be fine. But no, they actually say you should, after you clean it, take a little bit of oil on a paper towel, give it a light coating to kind of keep it fresh there.
But you don't spray it because that spray will get up on the edges and it'll just burn on.
Well, yeah, that kind of is kind of a weird thing, especially on a pot. You know, we spread the nonstick, and what happens is it doesn't burn off all the way on the sides.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes it a sticky
mess.
Yeah, gross. And it builds up, too.
Builds up and it causes problems. And the cardinal sin, I had a friend who used a metal spatula with my big ceramic pan. I was biting my lip because I'm like,
I get goosebumps thinking about the sound of that.
Yes.
The sound of the metal on metal and ooh.
So I went and bought a new one. And as a housewarming gift for that person, I said, here's the one you love so much. By the way, don't use anything metal. Always use a wooden spoon.
That's why I hit you with a wooden spoon.
Use a wooden spoon or use a silicone-covered spatula.
Yeah.
That works as well. And then as much as they say that their dishwasher is safe, it's probably not a good idea to put them in the dishwasher. Kind of the same reason why you're cooking them with too much heat. It's super hot water, and harsh detergents in your dishwasher can actually do its worst on nonstick cookware. So
that's definitely where mine went wrong.
Went wrong there?
Yep.
You weren't wrong with not loving pumpkin spice, because your hubby does.
Yes, he does. He eats enough for both of us.
All right. If he eats both? Well, now, apparently, it's healthy, so I have conveniently forwarded this to him so that he has it with love and hugs and kisses from me and you. Apparently, this talks about the goodness of pumpkin, not so much the pumpkin spice, but pumpkin itself. It's a high-fiber vegetable that is, once you cook it, one serving contains 3 grams of fiber. I used the canned version that has 7 grams, and you're supposed to have about 25 grams of fiber, so a delicious way to get that fiber into your system.
I need 3 more pieces of pie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there
true.
You go. Just like carrots, sweet potatoes, pumpkins contain high amounts of beta carotene. That's great for the eyes. Also, your brain and lung health as well. They're a great way to boost your immune system. Apparently, the pumpkin seeds do a really good job because they have a lot of zinc in them. And it's kind of a fun activity to carve out the jack-o'-lantern and then cook the seeds up.
I love the seeds.
I'm going to start a rumor saying that, pumpkin seeds, that's what's in the flu shot.
That's what's in the flu shot?
Because they've got zinc in them, and that's supposed to be a good to keep you from getting sick.
That's very true. Yeah. And then finally, we talked something about car subscriptions. This may be, the next time you buy a car, an option for you. Because right now, you can either buy the car either with cash or a loan, or you can lease a car for a certain amount of time and get a new car. But this one works kind of like your Netflix, where you pay a subscription, a monthly fee, a car payment per se. But instead of you just keeping the same car, if you want to swap out a car in the same amount of money that you're paying, you can automatically do that without any penalties. Insurance is covered. Maintenance is covered. Also, you get the a bucket of miles that you can drive in it as well.
Right. That's cool.
And the best part is the example that the story talked about is that if you're doing like a home reno project on the weekend, you can swap out the car for a truck so you can move your stuff in and out and get back to your car without incurring any additional expenses.
Yeah, or if you're going on a road trip maybe and you need to bring like more than your car will hold.
Right.
It could be it could be a good way for you to get all your stuff into one place.
I mean, there's third-party services that do this right now, but actually we got the big companies doing it. Ford is actually testing a pilot with their off-lease vehicles. That is basically like a subscription. You pay $379 a month for a Ford Festiva subcompact type of car, all the way up to $1,125 for a Lincoln Navigator luxury SUV. And anytime you want to swap around, you just go ahead and swap.
That's so cool.
I think it's a pretty neat way. So maybe some new options into buying that vehicle for you. So that's our show for today, Wednesday, September 5th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday on 98.5 KTK.
Maybe see ya.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.